Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. So we're talking about singing creation in our series on singing. This Sunday is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17. After this, I saw a large crowd with more people than could be counted. They were from every race, tribe, nation, and language, and they stood before the throne and before the Lamb. They wore white robes and held palm branches in their hands as they shouted, "Our God who sits upon the throne has power to save his people, and so does the Lamb." The angels who stood around the throne knelt in front of it with their faces to the ground. The elders and the four living creatures knelt there with them. Then they all worshiped God and said, "Amen, praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, power, and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." One of the elders asked me, "Do you know who these people are that are dressed in white robes? Do you know where they come from?" "Sir," I answered, "you must know." Then he told me, "These are the ones who have gone through the great suffering. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and have made them white. And so they stand before the throne of God and worship him in his temple day and night. The one who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never hunger or thirst again, and they won't be troubled by the sun or any scorching heat. The Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to streams of life-giving water, and God will wipe all tears from their eyes." So, what is the most creative thing you have ever done? Maybe it's baking or singing or something else. Many years ago, I had gotten into the habit of watching Bob Ross paint pictures in what was called the Bob Ross method. There's even a movie out there someplace called Paint with Owen Wilson, with his happy little clouds kind of representing Bob Ross. Ross painted landscapes, and it seemed to me that was something I might be able to do, and so got some paints and canvases and painted some paintings. It was crazy, right? But you understand that being creative is built in. We were created to be creative, because the God who created us is the source of all creativity. I gotta say, I took one of my paintings and I submitted it to the local fair, and I got a ribbon. I think probably because I was the only person in the category, and it was entirely possible they thought that somehow I could send them to hell if they didn't give me a ribbon. But our desire to sing about creation, our desire to sing whenever we encounter creation, is absolutely innate. Creation is in us. And when we sing joy and we sing hope, and even when we sing tribulation and then transformation, we are singing as God did, creation. The book of Revelation reminds us that not only was creation sung in the beginning of time when God created the heavens and the earth, but there is another song of creation coming at the end of time when God consummates the great adventure that is creation. The Revelation of John, or the Book of Revelations, as we often call it, paints an amazing and sometimes disconcerting picture of what will be the final setting for the kingdom of God. Now, depending on your theological or church denominational background, you may have heard all kinds of different understandings of the end of time. I think our best course is just to let the pictures of Revelation remind us that our God is a creative God who plans to make the end of time just as glorious and stupendous as was the beginning of time. And if, which is very likely, we don't understand it all, well, how many of us understood the first creation? What does make sense is to see what the author of Revelation, believed to be the disciple John, wants us to see and hear. That at the end of time, when the whole of God's kingdom is finally all in one place, and all of creation can finally give adequate praise, worship, and thanksgiving to God the Creator, it will be a spectacle beyond all imagining. All those alive in that day and time will see it. But get this, so will all those who have struggled and suffered and gone on before. All of us from all of time who have worshiped the Lamb of God will participate in the great celebration. And while the picture presented by John may not be what your head and heart imagines that scene will be like, I have to admit, it it's not really what I'm hoping to see. The point is not the details, but rather the news that whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like, it will be the most joyous, glorious, and totally cool celebration you've ever attended. And what will be at the center of it will be the Lamb of God. Creation will have come full circle, from the struggle to the glory. And you and I and all of us will be together right in the midst. Bigger and more amazing than any Academy Awards event or Academy Awards party. Thousands of times the grandeur, and yet more intimate than any celebration any earthly king has ever celebrated. Any wedding party, any inauguration, any coronation, grander than anything the great capitals of the world could do. A gathering with all those who have followed Jesus in all the generations, all those filled with the Holy Spirit, all those who have lived for Yahweh, all in the same place, with God in the very midst of it. One friend of mine said one time that this celebration will be the best one you ever saw, ever felt, or ever a part of, times a million. Imagine such a thing. Grandeur and intimacy on steroids. A place and time where you can finally meet Jesus face to face and feel his loving embrace, and yet where all of time and space is present too. John shares this picture with us so we can see what is ahead, though through a glass darkly, as the Apostle Paul says, not a really snazzy, clear iPhone 14 picture, but rather a rough glimpse, like through a dirty window in a backyard garage, just enough of a picture to tell us that hanging on and hanging in is worth everything. And the wait for the end of time will be the most amazing, wondrous thing of all. That ahead of us is a day and a time when creation and all that is part of it will finally come together, where we will finally understand that it's not about us, but all about God. Yet see the truth that we have been part of it all since God imagined it. A moment of power and a moment of grace. A moment where we will understand all that we have been part of. Now, for some of us, we've been watching The Chosen, watched a whole bunch of episodes. We're in season 2. We're a little behind, but we're having a lot of fun. If you've not seen this attempt to portray Jesus' life in its original context, you really need to. Peacock Network, I understand, Amazon Plus, and there's the app, which you can get on your phone and your pad. It will change forever the way you see Jesus and his disciples in Jesus' ministry. You will laugh, you will cry, you will scratch your head, and your mind will be blown. Do it with other people. It really helps. But even more than that, you will want to follow Jesus too. And hear me, the following of Jesus is leading to this final and eternal moment where we are in God's presence forever. Singing creation. Consider, maybe now is the time to throw your lot in with those who are following the one of whom John says in his gospel, "In the beginning was the one who is called the Word was God and was truly God, was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God, and with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from him, and his life gave light to everyone." Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us at whatever time you happen to be listening to this for our last episode of Today's Word. We hope to see you again. And if you have questions, send us an email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org.